This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
The biggest casualty of the social justice agenda taking over public education has been advocating a prescribed view at the expense of critical thinking. And the negative repercussions for society are far-reaching, starting with the increased intolerance that's fueling so much social discord. It's hardly a surprise, though, if someone is constantly being told there's only one way to think on a specific issue, especially when it's cloaked in morality, then of course they're going to be intolerant of other views. And that's exactly what we're seeing reflected in society, especially among young people. I mean, the repercussions of teaching a prescribed view are everywhere when it comes to public policy, where the most simplistic solutions to major problems are greeted without even the most basic questions asked. But that's actually the point. The number of issues where no questions are allowed is growing. Academics and teachers know that questioning any part of the progressive agenda risks attack on social media, maybe at times demands for their dismissal, and in some tragic cases, they're actually convicted in a kangaroo court without due process. I mean, reputations are ruined on the altar of political correctness gone extreme. I mean, the cases are too numerous to mention, but that Lindsay Shepherd case at Sir Wilfrid Laurier University and the disgraceful response of her faculty advisor and administration representatives is really a vivid illustration about what's going on campus, where for simply acknowledging the wider public debate, she was threatened and bullied. A few professors did come forward to her defense, but many continue the bullying and vilification on social media to this day. And she didn't even offer a different view to the social justice agenda. All she did is demonstrate that there are some. But nowhere is the only one prescribed view no questions allowed dictate more prevalent than with climate change. Advocates demand 100% adherence to the absurdly simplistic view that the only factor influencing climate is man-made CO2 emissions. I mean, think about it. How often do you hear about other factors, something like solar activity? Almost never, despite the fact that it's absurd to suggest that climate is only influenced by one factor. Look, the best protection against bad policies is critical thinking, and the only thing that threatens is intellectual laziness and the status quo. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.